1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh, did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of GreenSports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Welcome into Jefferson Morgan High School for the lone Green County basketball game this evening in boys basketball. As tonight, it's a rematch of last year's preliminary round. The winner advances to the quarterfinals. It's the 11th-seeded Springdale Dynamos against the 6th-seeded Jefferson Morgan Rockets. Springdale comes into tonight's game 12-9 on the season. They finished third in a tie for third in Class 2A Section 1 alongside 14th-seeded Bentworth. But Springdale has been on a pretty good run to finish out the regular season. Winners of five of the last six, and the only loss was a single-digit loss to top-seeded Jeanette, while Jefferson Morgan completed its greatest, best single-season, regular season in program history. Yes, that includes the 2000 WPIAL semifinalist team, in which they finished the year 23-5. And so they finished that year with three losses. But something's going to get tonight. We'll see if Jefferson Morgan can get its first playoff win in 26 years. GreenSports.net is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. And also brought to you in part by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. The Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. In the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show. When we come back, we'll break down the matchup at hand. This is GreenSports.net and the Iron Synergy pregame show.
It's on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity. Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome into the Iron Synergy pregame show at Jefferson Morgan High School. I'm Brennan Rossi, joined by my partner Sam McCollum. Our producer this evening is Eric Bennett. Our camera operators are Grady Peterson and Benicio DeFalco. Thanks for joining us, whether it be on the free audio side on greensports.net. Video is behind the paywall on the NFHS Network. And Sam, we mentioned it before we went on the air. Two teams that are familiar with each other. Springdale had a different makeup than they did last season, graduating so many seniors. But last year, Springdale eliminating Jefferson Morgan from the playoffs here on this very floor in the preliminary round. I'm sure that's weighing in the back of the minds of Jefferson Morgan, who again had the best regular season in school history, in which they only lost one game out of 22 tries.
Well, I got to tell you, Brandon, last year I did get a chance to see Springdale play in that game with Jefferson, and what they did was they just shut Jefferson down with defense. They slowed the game down. They were solid in their defense, really well coached, and their fundamentals were incredible, and Jefferson could never figure out a way to kind of get through and penetrate through that. Now, I did see Jefferson play this year against Waynesburg, and they looked phenomenal. And Jeremiah Robertson, I think he had 30 points when they played Waynesburg. So Jefferson seems like they have more offensive weapons this year than they did last year. So can they penetrate that defense? Can they score more this year than last year?
Yeah, and the thing that everyone's really taken notice about from Jefferson Morgan is the defense. We talked about how last year you said, Sam, that the defense for Springdale was very, very good, and that might be just putting it lightly. But Jefferson Morgan has flipped the script defensively. They're one of the best teams in the WPIAL, only second in Class 2A in points per game allowed. The only team ahead of them, Swickley Academy, who is among the elite of the elite, not just in 2A, but in the entire state of Pennsylvania. That's pretty good company.
That is pretty good company, and I have to tell you, Jefferson has a lot of size this year, and Dayton Marion in the middle, he's a shot blocker, and he's really come into his own this year. He's always been a good athlete, a good ball player, but it's like he found his groove this year for the Rockets.
And a couple of things to watch out for. You mentioned a couple of them. Jeremiah Robertson, he's their top offensive threat at 19 points per game, but the one I'm really watching out for tonight, Sam, is Dayton Marion. He's been controlling the paint all season long, and he's going to be keyed in on against this smaller lineup of Springdale that's going to be led by their junior sharpshooter, Robbie Simmon, who's averaging 20 points a game in the upper echelon in scoring. So Jefferson Morgan can beat you in a number of ways. They can shoot the ball with Robertson. They can beat you down low with Marion. Springdale has to find a way to win both of those battles somehow, some way.
Right, I agree with you. We talked about the defense of Springdale. We know they're going to be defensive. That's just the theme of their program. But what do they have on offense? I'm watching them warm up here. They've got some great three-point shooters. They've got some great shooters all around. So anxious to see how that's going to match up their offense against the defense of Jefferson.
Jefferson Morgan, its best regular season in school history. 21-1 is the regular season record. Only loss was the first meeting to Chartiers Houston back on January the 13th. And I was just asking some coaches and fellow Jefferson Morgan alum just to make sure that that is correct. Unofficially, it is. The only team that they can think of was the 1999-2000 team in which they won the section, went to the WPIL semifinals, lost to Cornell, and eventually made it to the state playoffs. The last time Jefferson Morgan not only made the state playoffs, but won a playoff game, Sam.
Yeah, and I think, if I remember right, and believe me, my memory is not great, they had three losses that year.
They did. Two in the playoffs, so
okay,
three in the regular season.
Okay, right. So, memory's close anyhow. So
yes.
But, yeah, Jefferson's got a great program, and unfortunately in these small schools, it's cyclical. You know, you have a good, you know, 3 or 4 years while the kids are here, and then unfortunately you have to build after that. So Jefferson making the most of having the athletes on the floor at this time.
Yeah, and we mentioned, too, Springdale, this is a young team. Jefferson Morgan, much more experienced. And I will say this, because the winner of this game gets either third-seeded Our Lady of the Sacred Heart or 14th-seeded Benworth. I'm good friends with one of the coaches for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, Nick Lucchini. And we made the comment, seniors matter when you get into the playoffs because of that experienced leadership. And Jefferson Morgan, in that category, has a distinct edge in leadership and experience coming back.
Well, I agree 100% with you, and Jefferson has all the pieces they need right now. They just have to make it happen.
Well, the national anthem about to get underway. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and tip from between Jefferson Morgan and Springdale.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Springdale now being introduced to the Jefferson Morgan crowd. We're in Greene County for the WPIL first round as the Springdale Dynamos getting introduced out to the crowd. Let's take a look at their starting lineup, an all-junior starting lineup for the Dynamos, including their top scorer, Robbie Simmons, Trevor Clark, Wes Hickman, Landon Linderman, and Liam Dexter. Dexter's also someone to watch out for. He's kind of the second half of that 1-2 punch that Springdale boasts. So again, it's Simmons, Clark, Hickman, Linderman, and Dexter for the Springdale Dynamos. For Jefferson Morgan, the starting lineup has at guard a 6'2 senior, number 0, John Woodward. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 1, Jamison Robinson. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 5, Braden Ellsworth. At forward, a 6'5 senior, number 13, Dayton Marion. And at guard, a 6' senior, number 23, Jeremiah Robertson. Again, it's an all-senior lineup of Woodward, Robinson, Ellsworth, Marion, and Robertson for head coach Brandon Lawless and assistants Bruce Ellsworth and Heath Muscovich for the sixth-seeded Jefferson Morgan Rockets. The Rockets wear the white unis, orange trim going down the side, black numerals, orange trim. Springdale, the road, oranges with the black numerals and white trim. As we thank you for watching this game, either watching on NFHS Network or listening for free on greensports.net.
I just saw something I've never seen in the introductions. And that is Dayton Marion came out, he lifted his foot up, his buddy grabbed his foot and flipped him. And he did a complete flip. Now, Dayton Marion, 6'5", that was a big flip, let me tell you.
Yes. Well, if that doesn't tell you that Jefferson Morgan's ready for this playoff game, I don't know what does.
I agree.
Rockets will work from left to right on your radio dial. Springdale from right to left as we describe it. It's Dayton Marion and Liam Dexter in the opening tip, and it's won by Jefferson Morgan. Off we go from Jefferson Morgan. Dayton Marion has it. Working his way up to the right side, now drives in right lane, and he scores right away.
What a way to make a statement. Take it strong like that right off the bat.
2-0, 20 seconds in. Jefferson Morgan up. Springdale in the backcourt has a wide-open man over on the right-hand side, and they push the pace up forward for Wes Hickman. It's tipped out by the Rockets on that right baseline.
Well, number 12, Wes Hickman, got the ball. He went up for a layup. He went up for a layup, and he thought he was going to get fouled, so he went up soft and missed the layup.
The inbound goes to Liam Dexter. He can't put it in. It's short. Second chance. Trevor Clark was bumped, and he'll shoot two for Springdale with 7:25 to go on a stop first quarter clock. It is 2-0 Jefferson Morgan. Clark on the line for Springdale, the junior. First shot is good. Springdale is on the board. Again, we mentioned the Dynamos winners of five of the last six to close out the season. And the second shot for Clark. Back rim, no good. And this ball hops into the hands of Jamison Robinson. Ellsworth, top of the key, fakes to go right. Now goes left instead for Marion on the left wing in front of the Springdale bench. Pack Jim inside Jefferson Morgan Junior Senior High School as the Robinson brothers can't connect. Make that Woodward and Jeremiah Robertson.
Yeah, and it looks like Springdale's in a man defense right now, challenging the athleticism of Jefferson Morgan.
Inbound goes to Dayton Marion, hits it twice high off the rim, a third time it falls out. And the ball gets tipped out off of Springdale. It's JM ball about a minute into the first.
Good aggressive play by Dayton Marion to follow his shot and go back up for the rebound.
Jamison Robinson, the inbounder for the Rockets, just outside the left baseline. Goes far side option to Dayton Marion. Marion spinning around at the volleyball line, and he's guarded by Linderman. Now kicks out behind Ellsworth. Inside the key in a triple team, and Ellsworth may have gotten bumped in the eye as he gets fouled and will shoot two.
Well, if you watch his play, he just took it up strong, knew he was going to get hammered anyhow, and took it straight to the hoop.
So Wes Hickman is the culprit, his first team first, and two shots for Braden Ellsworth. Three-sport athlete here at JM, also plays golf and baseball. First shot for Ellsworth is true. Three-1, Rockets up. We played 1:08 of the first quarter. And the second shot is true as well. So now it is 4-1 Rockets in the first quarter.
Jefferson in a full court press here. Springdale doing a nice job of passing through it, and they'll bring it up the floor.
Robbie Simmons with the pull up just outside the elbow, maybe from 10. That's drained. And Springdale with its first field goal makes it 4-3 Rockets. Now kicked out to the right-hand corner. Now top side, Jamison Robinson. Short to three. Flying in for the rebound is Simmons. So the Rockets try to go back the other way and catch Springdale napping. Unsuccessful. And a feed inside. Dangerous pass. Nearly gotten stolen by Marion or Robinson. And that one thrown right into the backside of John Woodward. That was not the intended play. It hits off the back of the skull of Robinson. Jeremiah puts it up twice, and the second time goes in.
Well, the Rockets are doing a nice job of following their shot, getting the rebound, and getting a second opportunity.
6-3, Rockets up, turnover, and it's taken back the other way by Jeremiah Robertson. Blow by the defender, off the window and in. 8-3, JM up, 5:40 to go in the first. On the far side now, it's Trevor Clark. Bangs into Marion, and that hits off the front of the rim. Rebound, Jeremiah Robertson. This JM gymnasium, there's not a seat to be found. It is a smaller gym, but this atmosphere is electric. It's a big-time field tonight in Greene County. Robertson loses it, and it goes back to Springdale. First substitution of the game, it's Jackson Lobig in for the Dynamos, trailing 8-3 with 5:19 to go in the first quarter to Jefferson Morgan. Springdale, they nearly had the steal, did Jamison Robinson. as the press was applied, and Woodward nearly took it away, but was out of bounds on the baseline. Springdale breaks the press, now goes up for Liam Dexter. Just pull up long two, short, rebound Lobig, and it's kicked back out left wing. Linderman was open for a moment. Now it's Robbie Simmons taking the three and hitting it. Robbie Simmons.
He made it look like he was in practice. He just turned around and busted a three without any effort.
Natural shooter for Springdale, who trails 8-6 with 4:47 to go in the first. Right side, it's Jeremiah Robertson. Thought about the three from the right wing. Backs out now. Springdale's side on the far side from us, getting loud. And now Dayton Marion slows up to the right block, and he's fouled on the shot attempt. May have gotten Clark with a hand in the cookie jar, and Marion will get sent to the line. They do get Trevor Clark with a foul.
Well, Marion did a nice job with the hesitation before he went up with a shot, and he still got fouled.
So Dayton Marion, season high, 24 points. First shot is good. That was in the Lions Club King Cole Championship game against Best Center. One of three times JM pounded Best Center this season. Beat him by 17 the first time, 28 the second time, 22 the third time. And the second shot from Marion falls out on the side. Rebound to Dexter. Ball gets tipped by Robinson. Jameson Robinson has the steal now, but lost it on the layup in transition. Jeremiah Robertson puts it back up. That goes in and out. And he able to get the rebound back. Shimmies his way through the key, but lost the dribble. And it's picked up by Clark.
His move looked great. He made a great move. Just couldn't hold on to the ball, unfortunately.
Robbie Simmons back and is fouled. Could have been goaltending if the whistle was blown a half a second later. But instead, it goes as a shooting foul for Robbie Simmons. As Dayton Marion pinned it against the backboard after the whistle was blown. And the foul is called on Jameson Robinson, his first. First shot for Robbie Simmons is good. Simmons has 6 of the 7 points in this first quarter for Springdale.
Jefferson right now going with their version of the Twin Towers as they bring in number 3, Triton Farabee.
Second shot is good. And JM has that height advantage that we talked about during the pregame show, but now it's a 1-point Rockets lead. Farabee goes backside. Jameson Robinson. Make that Jeremiah Robertson off of the window and in. Goes through the attempted charge, and nothing was called, and it's 2 points for the Rockets, but back the other way. Blocked by Marion as Clark couldn't put it up. And cleaning it up is Jeremiah Robertson. He brings it for Jefferson Morgan.
Dayton Marion, we knew he was going to be a force in the paint, and he's proving it so far for the Rockets.
Farabee back to Dayton Marion, top of the key. Now Jeremiah Robertson through 3 defenders. That shot got blocked by Robbie Simmons, and the Dynamos will work it back the other way. Nearly a travel there as Simmons nearly shuffled the feet. Here's a 3 on the pull-up right side, missed badly by Liam Dexter. Saved by Farabee in the hands of Jeremiah Robertson. 11-8, Jefferson Morgan leads, 3 minutes to go in the first. Jeremiah Robertson at the volleyball line, bounces to his left, Dayton Marion. Marion kicks out right side, Farabee for 3, in and out on the off the side of the rim, rebound Trevor Clark.
Brayton Ellsworth was underneath the rebound, he just couldn't hold on to the ball.
Dexter tried the fast break scoop shot and gets swatted down by Dayton Marion. And subs will come in. It's John Woodward alongside Wes Hickman with 2:43 to go in the first quarter. Springdale has the ball trailing by 3. And the inbound to Dexter. Dexter tries to maneuver around Woodward. And Trevor Clark with Marion in his face. Shuffled the feet. It's a travel and a turnover. Rockets ball.
Yeah, that could be nerves here early in the game because you wouldn't think he normally would shuffle his feet like that on a passed ball.
Marion takes the inbound from Jameson Robinson, and the Rockets will bring it up the court. Woodward catches at the three-point line. Kicked around to Jeremiah Robertson. Woodward was open for a second, now stops at the free throw line. Triton Farabee will reset at the volleyball line. And now Dayton Marion has the ball at the volleyball line, getting play calls in from head coach Brandon Lawless. A stud athlete here at Jefferson Morgan in his high school days. And trying to feed it inside, Jeremiah Robertson lunges forward for the ball, but can't keep it in play as the wild pass causes a turnover. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Rockets up three. As Springdale goes up, it's Dexter trying to feed it to Clark. It's intercepted by Jeremiah Robertson. Jeremiah kicks it to John Woodward. Woodward inside the key. He slipped and loses the ball to Jackson Lobig. Trevor Clark now has it right side. Lost it. And it's out of bounds. That ball slipped out of Clark's hands.
Hey, great anticipation by Jeremiah Robertson down here on the defensive end. Just stepped right in the middle of the pass.
11-8, Rockets up, 1:37 to go in the first quarter. JM ball, here's Jeremiah Robertson. He hits the three from the right wing. We talked about how Dayton Marion was one to watch, but Jeremiah Robertson says, wait just a minute now, I can shoot the ball pretty well too. 14-8, Rockets up. And pulling up into a three, it's short off of Jackson Lobig. Jeremiah the rebound. Robertson now to Dayton Marion as Jefferson Morgan slows the pace down. Clock hovering at a minute remaining in the first quarter. Rockets up by six, kicked out to Woodward in the corner. And Woodward looking for somewhere, anywhere to go to. Now Marion in the left wing. Marion spins at the left elbow. Scoop shot blocked by Dexter, but it stays with the Rockets.
Boy, good spin move by Dayton Marion, but Liam Dexter wasn't fooled at all. Stayed right with him and blocked the shot.
Jamison Robinson inbound at the left baseline. 48.1 showing on the first quarter clock. Woodward has nowhere to go to make that Robinson, but now Marion, he's swatted away by Liam Dexter. Dexter's got some size to him, too.
He does.
The center underneath for Springdale, probably matching Dayton Marion. Don't have the heights listed, but if I were to guess, maybe a 6'5", 6'4", kind of height there for Liam Dexter. Ball goes out of bounds on the inbound. So at least Springdale has had an answer defensively for the size of Dayton Marion. The problem right now for Springdale is number 23 in white, Jeremiah Robertson.
Yeah, Robertson, he's the one I told you had a great game against the Raiders. Boy, when he gets hot, look out.
Marion lost it for a second, but hopscotches the ball over to Jeremiah Robertson. Robertson tries to shake off Jackson Lobin, who guards him at the volleyball line. Clock dwindling to 20 seconds remaining in the first. Jeremiah Robertson still holding on the ball with the left hand, dribbling. Switches his dribble. Clock under seven now. And Jeremiah Robertson already in double digits as he banks this in off the square. And it's stolen by Jamison Robinson before Robbie Simic could get anything off. And that's how we end the first quarter. Jefferson Morgan doubling up on Springdale in the first round of the playoffs. It's 16-8 on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Green County Video on NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Jefferson Morgan leads Springdale 16-8 as we begin the second quarter here from Jefferson Morgan High School. It's the first round of the playoffs, and Springdale won last year's matchup in the preliminary round, the pigtail game, 42-33, but so far Jefferson Morgan has had an answer for everything that Springdale has thrown at them.
I tell you, Jeremiah Robertson proving it tonight. You can guard him. You can play good defense on him. But it's awful hard to stop him from scoring.
Jeremiah Robertson has 11 of the 16 for the Rockets. Marion has 3. Ellsworth has 2. Marion only has the only other field goal with Jefferson Morgan tonight. All the field goals for Springdale, only 2 of them. Robbie Simmons, he's got 7 points off of a 2 and a 3 and 2 free throws. And a potential travel by Simmons. JM wanted it, didn't get it. As the feedback from Linderman and Robbie Simmons. Able to get this one in.
Well, that was a big-time play by Simmons to get that arm extended for the layup.
Kicked out right wing 3. Braden Ellsworth in transition. Couldn't knock it down. That hit off the side of the rim. Rebound goes to Wes Hickman, who gives it up to Liam Dexter in transition. Simmons tries the ill-advised pass to Trevor Clark. I'm surprised Simmons didn't take it himself. Marion the other way, and he gets lost by Liam Dexter. And Jameson Robinson is a little shaken up, and he'll have to come off to the bench. So Triton Farabee will come in. Jameson Robinson got bumped whenever Springdale, or that JM got the rebound and was working back the other way just before the replay is shown here on the NFHS Network. By the way, it's 16-10.
Dayton Marion was trying to go with a breakaway there, and Liam Dexter wasn't having any parts of it.
16-10, Rockets up with we're just about a minute into the second quarter. Rockets looking for their first playoff win in 26 seasons. That ball out of bounds. Marion lost it, and they roll it off of Marion as Simmons with the good defense. See what happened here on the replay. Yeah, Simmons just put his hand up, and then Marion lost it, and it just went out of bounds. So good defense without having to do much.
Yeah, exactly. Good call by the official, too, because from where we are, I thought it went off of Springdale.
That shot is blocked by Marion. Liam Dexter wants a goaltend. It wasn't there. Kicked out right wing. 3. Ellsworth in and out for the 3. And the rebound is swallowed in by Liam Dexter. Boy, if Ellsworth hit that 3, this place would have come unglued early. Just based off of that block and that 3, potentially. Here comes Simmons. Simmons blocked off the backboard again by Marion. And Clark got the rebound, but his right foot dragged on the right elbow. Travel is called. Rockets ball. Marion, 2 huge blocks on that possession. And the Rockets get the ball back up 6 with 6:25 to go in the second.
That's got to be like 4 or 5 blocks for Marion already tonight.
That sounds about right. We're not keeping track of points or keeping track of stats other than points, but
right.
I mean, it's got to be it's definitely 2, probably more than that. I would say 4, like you were saying,
right.
Sam.
Right.
As Jameson Robinson swings to Ellsworth, kicks out to Jeremiah Robertson. Jeremiah lost it, may have gotten poked by Simmons. Goes behind to Marion. Marion, right lane, off the square and in. Dayton Marion with the field goal for Jefferson Morgan, who goes up 18-10 with 5:40 to go in the half. As Jefferson Morgan was putting the press on a little bit, and then Springdale just brought it up the court. Dexter, right wing, through the legs, nearly lost it, but Simmons was there. Simmons kicks out to Clark. A lot of times Clark has gotten the pass but wasn't ready for it. But this time he settles and scores the layup on the left block.
That's a nice move. He just spun to his left and went up to the left. Good move.
18-12, Rockets up with 5 minutes and change to play in the half. Woodward, left wing corner, now back to Jameson. Marion, left wing, now it's Robinson again. Jameson kicks, Woodward, left wing corner. Backs up, 3 ball. Front of the rim short. Marion skies in the rebound and swings it out to Jeremiah Robertson. That one bricked off the back of the rim. Rebound again offensively. This time Jameson Robinson gets it out to Woodward. Woodward back to Jameson. Double hand pass over to Robertson. Make that Jeremiah. Jeremiah off the window, and it's Rebounded nicely by Wes Hickman, but Jeremiah Robertson the steal, and he's fouled on the way. Heads-up play there by the senior, Jeremiah Robertson, never giving up on that while everyone else was flushing out, and he caught Wes Hickman napping there, and now a free potential 2 points. Two free throws for Jeremiah Robertson, who's averaging about 19 points a game in the regular season, already has 11. First shot up and good.
I tell you, Jefferson, their offensive rebounding has been amazing tonight.
Yes.
They're struggling a little bit getting their shots to drop, but as long as you continue to follow up and get to rebound, you get second chances.
Well, what I'm noticing, especially here in the second quarter, it's gotten more defensive for Jefferson Morgan. That shot off the side of the rim, and Clark boxes out and stays with the Springdale Dynamos. But they're dominating the rim and getting those extra shots. Now, they're not able to put in those shots. If they can clean that up, this score would be a lot bigger than what it is.
But well, in all honesty, you keep doing that, shots are going to fall.
Yes.
They're going to fall.
4:20 to go in the second quarter. It's a 7-point Rockets lead, 19-12. Robbie Simmon across the timeline for Springdale. Now goes left to Trevor Clark. Clark surveys the scene. Now goes back to Simmon right out the Rocket logo at half court. Simmon switches the dribble. He's on an island with Jamison Robinson. Gets a screen from Clark. Turns around. Simmon, turn around from the left block is good. This has become a guard battle here between Robbie Simmon and Jeremiah Robertson. It's back to a 5-point edge for Jefferson Morgan. Right wing corner, John Woodward. Back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah Robertson kicks out to Jamison. Now Jeremiah blows by on the floater, but that's too strong off the glass. And a scrum, and both teams tangled up. It's a jump ball, and possession stays with the Rockets. 3:31 to go in the half. It is 19-14, Jefferson Morgan.
You know, we talked about defense before the game, but both teams are actually playing exceptional defense tonight.
Exactly, and I mean, Jefferson Morgan, you expected. Springdale, I guess from last year you expected,
right.
But they graduated 8 seniors. This is a completely different team from
last
year.
You never know. You have to think that's their coach's philosophy.
John Woodward to Braden Ellsworth. Fakes the pull-up, and Woodward's wide open for 3. That's too strong off the side of the rim. Marion gets the board. Hits off the side of the backboard, and the rebound eventually is hot potato to Dexter. And Dexter reached in for by John Woodward. That's a foul called. Or they didn't get John Woodward.
No, I think they're going to get Jeremiah Robertson
on
that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, he reached in.
So that's his first team first of the second quarter with 3:11 to go in the second quarter.
And if you're a coach, that's a good foul. He's just too aggressive.
Dynamo's in the backcourt, passing from one side to the other between Lobig and Simmon. Now Dexter back to Simmon at the volleyball line. Right wing, dribbling to his left is Linderman. Simmon backs up, now dribbles right. Swings it out to Dexter. Dexter, wild pass, cleaned up by Linderman at the volleyball line. And a spin move from the left lane by Lobig goes in and out. And rebound goes to Jeremiah Robertson. Jeremiah backs up on an island with Lobig. Jeremiah looks to do it himself. Spin move to the right block, pivots. Turns around again and scores.
Hey, if the first spin doesn't work, keep spinning.
As long as you don't get dizzy.
Exactly.
And he had Lobig dizzy like a circus. 21-14. JM up with 2:09 to go in the second. Here's a 3. Banked in for Jackson Lobig. 4-point lead now.
Doesn't have to be pretty. Just has to go through the hoop.
Now the right side. Here's Jamison Robinson. That's offline. Rebound Simmons. Under 2 to play in the quarter. It's a 4-point Rocket lead. And dribbling in, stopping at the free throw line is Dexter. Goes behind to Linderman. Linderman caught by Simmon now. And Simmon drives right lane. Simmon with a floater. That's way too strong. And the rebound to Robertson. Jeremiah Robertson arcs to the right side. He gets blocked. Kept with it and scores. I'm surprised they didn't call travel there, but they ruled it as a block, and then Jefferson Morgan gets the 2.
Coach was looking for a travel, but I don't think it was.
Jamison Robinson now pressures Simmon on the near sideline, and it stays with the Dynamos. But again, on that block, yeah. Springdale wanted the travel, but when you get that hand up, that's a continuation of the shot.
Well, and he just batted the ball right back into
exactly
his hands, Robertson's hands.
About a minute to play in the half. Rockets up 23-17. Dexter dribbling to his right. Lost it on the spin. Cleans it back up and goes to Linderman. Here's a three. Right wing. In and out. Rebound Marion. And Marion will bring it across for Jefferson Morgan. Goes to Ellsworth. Ellsworth makes the three. Ellsworth spins around. Looks for somewhere to go to. Now it's Marion at the top side. Clock evaporating at 37 seconds in the second quarter. Ellsworth backs up to half court. Now Jamison Robinson. Ellsworth feeds Robertson on the right side. Jeremiah. Got to watch out for Jeremiah. He's not afraid to do it himself. As JM, now they're holding the ball as the clock continues to melt away in this first half. Clock now at 10. Now JM's got to get going offensively. Jamison Robinson to Ellsworth. Now Jeremiah. Jeremiah with a shot at three. That's too strong. And Linderman eats up the rebound. We'll take this six-point gap to halftime. Jefferson Morgan up 23-17 over the Springdale Dynamos on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on the NFHS Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
And we are back at Jefferson Morgan High School. Thanks for joining us wherever you are. Video has the replays of highlights of the first half brought to you by the CNX Foundation. Thanks for listening on the free audio side as well. I'm Brandon Rossi. He's Sam McCollum. And Sam, 23-17 halftime score. Jefferson Morgan leads. Had a big first quarter, 16-8. The Rockets had the advantage. And then Springdale, they got more defensive and were able to close the gap to six and narrowly outscore the Rockets 9-7 in the second quarter. But We talked about it briefly in the second quarter, Sam. Both teams' defense is playing very, very well.
It is, and you know what? That made me think of something. Both teams have only subbed one player.
That's true.
So who's in better condition when you get into the fourth quarter and you're still trying to run that full court press or go man defense and still have a scoring offense?
Exactly. And, well, when you look at the scoring right now, Jefferson Morgan led by Jeremiah Robertson, who's averaging 19 points a game. He's already 3 points away from that average mark. Second leading scorer, Dayton Marion with 5 and Braden Ellsworth with 2. It's obvious that Robertson is the hot hand for Jefferson Morgan, but really, if you get some more players involved, you don't want to take the ball out of Robertson's hands, of course, but you get some more scoring threats, then it opens up the offense a little bit more for some of your other scores.
I agree 100% because you know the coaches right now are in the back working out a scheme to shut Robertson down. So that's going to open up other players on your team. What Robertson has to do now is play smart and look for the open guy when he gets the ball.
Springdale, on the other hand, more balanced scoring. Well, I guess it's pretty much the same as Jefferson Morgan. 3 players have scored. Robbie Simmons, far and away the leading scorer. He has 11 of the 17. 3 points for Trevor Clark and a lone 3-ball by Jackson Lobig. Same thing here for Springdale. It seems like, you know, Springdale, they love to go to Simmons, and Simmons, he'll shoot the ball pretty much anywhere on the floor. He's not afraid to pull up anywhere on the court. So, again, if you get him the ball more and he's able to take more shots, that's probably a good thing. But also, too, you got to have an answer underneath as Dayton Marion has been dominating down low.
Yeah, I don't know what you do there. I think they need to try to work Liam Dexter underneath a little bit and get him one-on-one on offense against Dayton Marion just because of the size. I don't know that he can score because I'll tell you, Dayton Marion's on fire. But that's if I'm the coach, I'm trying to get him underneath. They have had Trevor Clark underneath. He's had a little bit of luck underneath, but unfortunately, he doesn't have near the height as Dayton Marion. And on top of Dayton Marion being a tall kid compared to most of the kids on the floor, he can jump like a deer.
Yes.
And he can really get up when he's under the hoop, and that's why he's got so many blocks.
Well, taking a look at what's happening around Class 2A, the boys' basketball first round is going on today. On the opposite side of the bracket, number one seeded Jeanette is hosting 16th seeded Brentwood. That score right now, last that I was able to find, was 15. Nope, it's 35-21 Jayhawks after two. Number eight seeded Laurel is on top of ninth seeded Eden Christian Academy last night. No, it's the other way around. Eden Christian is up 35-19 at halftime over the eighth-seeded Laurel Spartans. Again, the winners of those games will face each other in the quarterfinals on Thursday. Neshanic, the 4, is hosting the 13-seeded Fort Cherry Rangers. And Neshanic, last we saw, was a tenuous lead over Fort Cherry. It was 13-12 after one, thanks to our friends over at the Lawrence County Sports Network. But trying to get some more updates on that as the day progresses. The winner of that game will take on either 5th-seeded Clairton or 12th-seeded Shenango. Haven't seen a score update from that game either. Swickley Academy is the number 2 seed on this side of the bracket. They're facing off with 18th-seeded Greensburg Central Catholic, who normally is a powerhouse, but this year had a pretty big slip-up considering that all their starting 5 transferred out after last season. And the winner of that game will take on either 7th-seeded Chartres Houston or 10th-seeded Winchester Thurston. No score update from what I'm seeing there either. And, of course, the winner of this game, Jefferson Morgan and Springdale, is on the bottom right-hand quadrant of the bracket. He'll get either the 3rd-seeded Olds Chargers or the 14th-seeded Bentworth Bearcats. Again, all of the first-round games can be viewed on the NFHS network, regardless of where you are. But right now, it's this one. I mean, it feels like Jefferson Morgan is starting to tip the scales a bit. They just got to get more shots to fall and get Robertson more shots.
Yeah, we talked about it in the first half. They're getting a lot of second opportunities, but the shots just aren't falling.
Right.
So you would think in the second half, the shots have to start falling.
And in the first round, maybe you can get away with it, but if you get by in this round and you're potentially facing a team like Our Lady of the Sacred Heart or a team like Bentworth, who JM is familiar with, and they skated by the Bearcats in the second meeting, that Jefferson Morgan and Bentworth, JM, beat Bentworth both times, I should say. Well, then you got to be in a situation here where you got to get more people open. You got to get more people to score. You got to get Robert Sims some help offensively.
Yeah.
Defensively, they got help with Marion. Offensively, not so much.
No, you're right. You got to use all five of your teammates, you know, because they're going to start double-teaming Robertson. They're going to start double-teaming Marion. Somebody's going to be open when that happens. And the key is finding that open player and let them get the shot. Did want to pass along Dayton Marion, five blocks in the first half.
90 seconds left until the third quarter. We're back in a moment. This is GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on the NFHS Network.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Second half action will begin in just a couple seconds as Springdale to inbound. It's Liam Dexter right in front of us. Springdale down 23-17. I'm Brandon Rossa. He's Sam McCollum. Thanks for joining, however and wherever you are. As the feed goes inside and getting the roll is Robbie Simmons. He's got 13 of the 19 for Springdale, and we have a 23-19.
Nice play by Springdale to start out. They just had Bobby Simmons cut the baseline, and they found him open.
I always say that the first possession of the second half is the most important because it sets the tone for the rest of the second half. So far, good start for Springdale.
I agree 100%.
Robertson feeds Marion with a baby hook, and that hits off the side of the rim and out. Rebound, Wes Hickman. But the quick steal by Jeremiah Robertson. He's been a fiend defensively, trying to get those quick steals in transition when Springdale isn't paying attention.
And I'll tell you what, Jeremiah Robertson went into the wall awful hard right there. It looked like it stunned him for a minute.
Well, it is a tiny gym, especially from the baselines. It's maybe, I would say, maybe a foot between the baselines and the wall.
Yeah, not much more.
Dribbling to the left, Robbie Simmons changes his side over to the near wing for Liam Dexter. Dexter now gets around Woodward, lost it for a moment, but kept the dribble. And Woodward make that. Jeremiah Robertson gets the steal after Woodward pressured on that right elbow. Here's a three on the right wing for Ellsworth. That's way too strong again. But Marion can't put it back in. Third time, not the charm on the reverse, and a foul on the rebound, maybe on the shot, and Marion will shoot two.
Here we go for the Rockets again. They're getting opportunity after opportunity. Watch Marion here. Puts it back up again and just can't get it to fall.
That foul will go against Wes Hickman. That's his third, team first of the third quarter, as the first shot by Marion is bricked, no good. Lobig dispels Hickman, who will come to the bench with three fouls. Minute 20 to go in the third. Rockets up by four, 23-19. We have a 23-19. And Marion an 0-for trip as the rebound defensively hauled in by Lobig. Simmons dribbles left, hands it off to Lobig. Now Lobig lost it. Jeremiah Robertson, good defense, but it was picked up by Dexter. He threw it away. Woodward comes up with a steal. Now Jeremiah Robertson trapped, lost it off his ankle. and gets it across before the 10-second violation to Woodward. Woodward, right elbow, finds Marion, left block. Marion having some trouble with these layups in the start of the second half as he bricks yet another one.
Well, I'll tell you, he had a nice layup chance right there and just didn't get it to go.
I mean, already there, Jefferson Morgan has left several possessions and several points out on the floor, keeping Springdale in this. If they're able to make their layups, could be looking at a better score. As Marion bumped, that goes in and out, and Marion will shoot two more.
Marion takes it up strong here as you look at the replay. It rattles around, but it just comes back out again.
The foul is on Dexter, his first, team second. As Dayton Marion on the free throw line for JM. That one is good. Haven't seen many free throws for either team in this game. Dayton Marion is 2-for-5, now 2-for-6 as he shorts the second free throw. It's 24-19 Rockets, 2 minutes into the third as Jamison Robinson gets a hand up and steals the pass away on the fast break. Woodward tries to go up and he gets pickpocketed out of bounds. Rockets will inbound underneath the hoop.
Hey, great play by Jackson Lobig to get back down the floor and pick the pocket of Woodward.
Woodward inbounds to Marion. Jumps high up in the air to get it on the inbound and now feeds behind to Ellsworth. Now John Woodward wide open for three. Misses. Rebound hops once into Lobig's hands. Lobig tries to bounce it off of Jeremiah Robertson. And that was not what the doctor intended as Robertson tries to put it up and he's swatted away by Liam Dexter. Good blow by initially by Dexter, but good recovery by Dexter to stay with that. The inbound jumping in is Dayton Marion. Hops three times off the rim and out. And Marion having a lot of trouble in this second half of the layups.
That's like five or six shots for Marion that just won't fall.
I think it's five to be exact.
Yeah.
And three of them were on one possession.
That's right.
And it eventually ended up with two missed free throws. So it's 24-19 Rockets. And trying to get the shot up, Simmon. He's blocked by Jeremiah Robertson. He brings it back, tries to draw contact, lost the ball, and it goes back to the Dynamos.
I think that was a good no-call right there. I think Robertson just lost the ball.
Thanks to our producer, Eric Bennett, and our camera operators, Grady Peterson and Benicio DeFalco, for help getting us up and on the air. They're really the brains behind the operation. We're just the schmucks calling it. Simmon dribbles left, and a timeout, it looks like, called by Scott Ruppert and the Springdale Dynamos. It's a 30-second timeout, 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Back in a moment as JM leads by five on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on the NFHS Network.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back to Jefferson Morgan High School, where the Rockets have a tenuous 5-point lead over Springdale. It's been a very defensive third quarter between these two. Only one field goal between both teams. That was by Robbie Simmons, and that was in the first seconds of the third quarter. Otherwise, points have been very hard to come by.
They really have. Both teams are playing hard, and the officials are allowing them to play. I like that. Let the kids play.
Inbound to Robbie Simmons in the left wing corner. Dribbles to his right and feeds it to Linderman. Linderman now turns around the left wing. Looks for somewhere to go. Splits a couple of defenders to Simmons, but the ball gets ripped away by Jamison Robinson for a second. Trevor Clark tries to scoop it up and throws it at the official at the wall. And it's going to go out off of JM. It's a foul, rather, against the Rockets.
Yeah, I think they caught Jamison Robinson there.
They did. That's his second, team first, with 4:36 to go in the third. Linderman to inbound, down five are the Dynamos. Simmons to the volleyball line, driving to the right. Simmons working back in, and he walked. That was an extra step. Basket was good, but Stidman with that extra step cost Springdale 2 points.
Yeah, you can see on the replay here, he just did an extra step. He paused and took an extra step, and can't do that.
About 4:20 to go in the third quarter. It is 24-19 Jefferson Morgan. Now dribbling up is Jeremiah Robertson. Swatted away by Linderman, but couldn't get the steal officially because that was out in front of the front row in front of us. And JM retains possession. Wes Hickman checking in for Springdale's Landon Linderman. 4:13 to go in the third. Rockets up 5. Ellsworth takes the inbound at half court. Goes to Jamison Robinson. Now Jeremiah at the left wing corner to Dayton Marriott. Left wide open Ellsworth, but bounced off his chin. Couldn't get the shot off. Otherwise, Simmons had good closing speed. Woodward goes cross court. And now Dayton Marriott. Marion, high pass to Ellsworth. Now Woodward settles at the right wing corner. Jeremiah Robertson goes through traffic, swims through a couple of branches, and Jeremiah Robertson through the wicket scores.
I'm telling you, that was an incredible move. I don't know how he got through the defenders.
He was able to get the defenders to think he was going one way and then just slipped underneath and got the two to make it a 7-point Rocket lead. Lobig, left lane, spins around inside the middle of the key. And the ball tipped out. Clark saves it, but into the hands of Marion. Now Jamison Robinson backs out left wing corner. Kicks out to the top of the key. Marion had an open look, and the three was short. Rebound to Woodward. Make that Jamison Robinson. Saved to Marion now. Ellsworth sets up. Lawless calls out plays for the Rockets. Yelling from the right-hand side. And now it's Woodward. Feeds it to Jeremiah Robertson, back to Woodward. Now Marion, three ball, corner, no. Marion gets his own rebound at the three-point arc, and he's bumped, and that one falls in. I don't know how he did it, but Dayton Marion was able to get the roll. It looked like it was dead for rights, but Marion will get the three-point play.
I have no idea how he got that off, because that was good defense by Springdale.
And the foul will be called on Liam Dexter, his second, team third. That was just a luck of the bounce, really, from Dayton Marion. It was a good move to draw contact, but, again, just a lucky roll. And Marion completes the three-point play. It's the first double-digit lead of the night for either side. Rockets up 10 with 2:42 to go in the third. Simmons, long pass into the front court for Dexter. Dexter takes a dribble, pulls into a three, in and out, rebound, skied in by Marion. Got to be working on a double-double now, is the senior Dayton Marion. Marion kicks, and now it's Jeremiah Robertson. He's blocked by Dexter, but Marion catches the block, and Linderman strips it out of bounds, and Linderman frustrated. He punches the hardwood in, out of frustration, thinking that it was going to stay with Springdale, or at least that he had the possession. He did not, and he comes out. But also, Triton Farabee in for Jeremiah Robertson, so the top scoring threat on the bench. We'll see if Springdale can cash in here. Inbound goes up to half court. Dayton Marion almost OBJ's it in front of Triton Farabee. Now swings it to Woodward in the right wing corner. About two to go in the third. Woodward bounces to Farabee. And Ellsworth back to Jamison Robinson. Thought about stepping into a three. Farabee passed to Marion, swatted, but stays with the Rockets. Marion tried to get a screen, but before he can move, gets it off to Jamison Robinson. Woodward, right wing corner. Can't find anywhere to go to. Has two options to his left. Goes to Jamison Robinson. Farabee at the left baseline. Now Marion. Good defense by Springdale, but Marion blocked by Dexter and a foul. Dexter got Marion right in the forearm, and that sends the senior to the line.
Another 2 inches, that ball would have dropped also, and I would have said now the luck is definitely on Marion's side.
Well, Dexter's got three fouls. Springdale not sending anyone to check him in yet. First shot is good for Dayton Marion. And after Springdale cut the gap to 23-19 to begin the third quarter, JM on a mini 7-0 run, but it feels like a lot longer than that. Second shot no good, so Marion 1-for-2. He reaches double figures with 10. It's out of bounds off of Woodward. Linderman checks in for Springdale. And the Dynamos will have a Dexter. Inbounds in front of the JM students with the ESPN tablecloth in the corner. Seen a lot more schools doing that.
Yeah, Waynesburg was doing that the other night also.
Jackson Lobig dribbles out. Now it's handed off on the left wing. Going up and under. Liam Dexter with a nifty move. Cuts the gap to 9 and a timeout for the Dynamos with 1:09 to go in the third. JM 30, Springdale 21 on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on the NFHS Network.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Rockets up 30-21 with 1:09 to play in the third quarter. It's been a defensive third quarter, but JM has had the edge thanks to, again, stellar defense by the Rockets.
I'll tell you, if you'd have told me the score was going to be this low, I'd have said you were crazy.
I wouldn't, just because knowing JM's defensive makeup. And Jeremiah Robertson gets the defender to go flying, goes in for the layup, and is fouled. And he'll get sent to the lineup. This is on Dexter. That's his fourth. Clock is at 59 seconds, and they get Trevor Clark, his second. Team's fifth, so regardless, it's two free throws the rest of the quarter. First shot by Jeremiah Robertson is good, right at his season average of 19 points a game. Second shot by Jeremiah is true. 20 points for Jeremiah Robertson. If you're wondering what his season high is, he's got a ways to go yet. 35 is his season high. That was against Waynesburg Central.
Oh, did he have 35? I thought he had 30. Okay. I knew he had a lot.
Linderman lost it for a moment. Goes up and Marion alters the shot. Rebound Robertson. And he slows down the offense with under 40 to play in the third. Jeremiah Robertson slipped, but gets it off to Jamison Robinson. Jeremiah at the volleyball line. Backs up now and goes back to Dayton Marion. Clock beginning to disintegrate at 15 seconds. As Jeremiah Robertson hands off to Dayton Marion. Marion, a blow-by through four defenders, and Marion goes up and under for the two.
Well, that was a heck of a take by Marion. Strong move all the way to the hoop.
And a three at the end of the quarter as the buzzer went off. Liam Dexter couldn't get it off. He lost the dribble on the bounce, and that's how we end the third. Rockets up by a baker's dozen. It's 34-21 on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on the NFHS Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
The Rockets are 8 minutes away from advancing to the quarterfinals of the WPIL playoffs for the first time in 26 seasons. But Marion, on a quick possession, loses it, and it's stolen by Lobig, gives it up to Dexter, and some contact between him and Dayton Marion out of bounds. Don't think there was enough to warrant a foul there. No, that was all ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just kind of lost the handle on it.
Lobig to inbound right baseline. Dexter trips and falls, and make that deck, rather Woodward trips and falls. Dexter gets the two, and it's 34-23. Jeremiah Robertson, pump fake, and puts it in.
I tell you, I don't know how those go in.
36-23, Jefferson Morgan leading Springdale, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter.
Full court man defense now by the Rockets.
Simmon lost it. Did they call a foul? Yes, they did. It's on Dayton Marion. That'll be his second. Team's first of the fourth quarter. Clock is at 7:17 to go in the fourth quarter, and they are ruling it a shooting foul. And Simmon, the first chance to get points since early in the third quarter. First shot, back rim, no good. Robbie Simmon, who also can score the basketball, hits the second of two. His season high, by the way, 39 points.
Wow.
That was in a win against Cal.
Oh, you can tell he's a player, that's for sure.
36-24, Rockets up. About a minute into the fourth quarter. Ellsworth, dribble drives, goes to Jeremiah Robertson. Marion, spin move behind a defender and Hickman, and Dayton Marion puts it in.
Good move by Dayton Marion to go under the hoop and go up with a layup instead of staying on the left side where they had good defense.
I'll tell you what, Marion is starting to settle in after a rough start to the second half where he missed multiple bunnies. And then now he's starting to find his stride, and because of that, JM has its biggest lead. There's a foul on Jeremiah Robertson as he traps Hickman in the corner. That's Robertson's second foul, the team's second. Springdale to inbound with 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter, down by 14. Long inbound goes to Simmon. He takes a hard fall and slow to get up. He rolls back onto his back, and hopefully that's just a case where it looks worse than it actually is. He took a hard bump. We'll step aside on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on the NFHS Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Well, the officials are getting an earful from the Springdale faithful after Robbie Simmons takes a hard fall, but he is going to stay in the game. See it on the replay here. Yeah, his head bounced off of the floor, but from what I was observing his body language, he was pointing at his hip. But Simmons is going to stay in the game. And the inbound for Lobig goes into Liam Dexter. Dexter driving, two wide steps and a foul on Woodward. His first, that'll be the team's third. And two free throws coming up for Liam Dexter.
You know, I couldn't really tell if somebody cut his feet out from under him. Talking about Simmons, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was a bang-bang play.
Yeah.
We're not going to speculate anything. It's the first shot off the side of the rim and out.
There wasn't a foul called,
no.
So well, obviously there wasn't.
Well, that's why Springdale was upset. They thought there was.
Yeah.
And obviously when your star player goes down and is slow to get up, you're going to want player safety. Second shot is good.
Well, the way he went down also, it looked like maybe somebody did cut his legs out from under him. But I don't believe they did. I think he just fell.
38-25, Rockets up. As Jeremiah Robertson, he'll get two more chances as he tries to get a crack at the hoop and is fouled on the way again.
But see, that's what I'm talking about right there. When he drove, three players collapsed on him to play defense. You got to look for your open teammate.
Foul is on Wes Hickman. That's his fourth. So some foul trouble now for the junior Hickman. First foul against Springdale this quarter. First shot by Jeremiah Robertson off the front of the rim. No good. And predictably, Hickman, after picking up his fourth foul, he goes to the bench. Landon Linderman is in his place. Second shot by Robertson. In and out. A rare 0-for trip for Robertson. And the rebound fought for, but out of bounds off Dexter. Dexter and Woodward were tied up momentarily, and the officials rule it out off of Dexter. Robinson, make that Jameson Robinson, inbounds. Braden Ellsworth sets his three, hits at his feet, and buries a three from the right wing corner.
Boy, he made that look easy. Smooth, nice shot.
Springdale not going away, but it's not looking good as there's contact between Dexter and Ellsworth. They got the latter with the foul, it looks like. They did. Already four fouls committed by Jefferson Morgan in this fourth quarter. We've only played a minute 55 in this final stanza. A 60-second timeout taken by Springdale. It's 41-25 Rockets on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County Video on the NFHS Network.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Rockets fans underneath of us, they're starting to sense it. As the Rockets looking to get out of the first round for the first time in 26 years. As the inbound to Dexter. Dexter goes around and scores through Robinson. 14-point lead, and Ellsworth cherry-picking on the other end. And good catch-up there by Springdale, but a foul on Landon Linderman, his first team second. Two shots for Ellsworth.
Well, Springdale is definitely not giving up yet. They're still playing just as aggressive as they have. Unfortunately, they're not getting the offensive opportunities they need.
Ellsworth's first shot. Good. Makes it a 15-point Rockets lead. Ellsworth season high, 17 points in a win at Best Center. And the second shot also true. Back to a 16-point lead for the Rockets. Under six to go in the fourth. Pass over to Lobig. Lobig with a runner, left wing. That's rattled in by Jackson Lobig. And now it's a two-touchdown lead for JM as Jeremiah Robertson kicks. Now it's Jameson Robinson. Robertson, excuse me. Right side. Nothing there. Simmons has the rebound on the shot attempt, and now Dexter feeds it out to Clark. Clark swatted away. Marion has it now.
Dayton Marion might have gotten away with one there. Looked like that could have been called a foul, but they didn't call it, so.
Don't say that too loud.
I know.
Jeremiah Robertson looking to Robinson. Jameson Robinson. Dribble blocked by Trevor Clark. And on the rebound, Robinson fouls as Linderman had it. And that's double bonus, two free throws for Springdale. And if the Dynamos can go on the run here, I mean, this game is not over yet, even though it's a 14-point edge.
No, that's for sure. I mean, there's plenty of time left, and we've seen Springdale score, so we know they can.
They scored 29, but JM has scored 43. It's 4:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Linderman with his first shots at points here. First shot, no good. Back of the iron. Again, Springdale winners of five of the last six games to end the regular season. The only loss was to top-seeded Jeanette, and only lost by nine to the defending WPIL champions. Linderman's second shot is also no good. Stays a 14-point Rockets lead. Woodward traveled.
Yeah, just took that extra step.
And a timeout taken by Brandon Lawless. Looks like a 60-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:43 to go in the fourth. Rockets up 43-29 on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on the NFHS Network.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Back again on greensports.net, video on the NFHS Network. I'm Brendan Rossi. He's Sam McCollum. Our producer is Eric Bennett. Our camera operators, Grady Peterson and Benicio DeFalco. Thanks for joining us. Wherever you are and however you are, Springdale will inbound, down by 14. Gets it in to Robbie Simmons. Simmons the leading scorer, only player with double digits for Springdale with 14. JM, only three scores total. It's Jeremiah Robertson with 22, Dayton Marion with 14 as the shot put up and no good. Rebound by Dayton Marion as he flushes out Trevor Clark. And Ellsworth gives it up to Jeremiah Robertson. Robertson spinning at the block, high off the window and no good. Rebound Clark. Almost halfway through the fourth. Springdale's got to get some offense generated. That won't help as Marion may have gotten a finger on the Dexter layup attempt. And was there a timeout called? I believe there was.
Yeah, I believe Springdale called a timeout.
They have 130 and 160. It's a 30, so we'll keep it here. But Springdale offensively, not much to speak of in this fourth quarter. Only 12 points in this fourth quarter. Jefferson Morgan with 20, so the Rockets not spectacular offense, but just enough.
Yeah, the Rockets, unfortunately, they're trying to force some things, and I have to say Springdale stepped up their defense. They're collapsing on everybody that drives to the hoop, whether it's Dayton Marion or Robertson, and they've wreaked havoc for the Rockets so far.
Absolutely. The clock sits at 4:07 in the fourth. Winner of this game will take on either Olsch or Bentworth. That's the 3 versus the 14. I haven't seen any updates since halftime. But if we get an update, we'll relay that to you as soon as we can. Inbound stolen by Woodward, and JM gets it back as Woodward may have got a thumb to the eye there.
He definitely got whacked in the side of the head. I think it was incidental, though.
Robertson backs up. Surveys, and now they're going to call time for Woodward to come off, and Woodward really favoring something on his face, but He's going to come off.
I think you were right. I think he got whacked in the eye.
Yeah.
They're taking him back in the locker room now to have a look at it.
See if we can pull up a score. No luck yet on Olson Bentworth. That's the main one because, again, the winner of this game hits out of the Chargers or the Bearcats in the second round. That'll be played Thursday at a neutral site. Those neutral sites will be announced likely tomorrow morning. Left wing corner, it's Triton Farabee who relieves Woodward. And stepping in, Ellsworth, now Marion on the right wing. Jefferson Morgan just passing the ball around. Goes to Jeremiah Robertson and almost airballs the three. That was well short. Rebound, Simmons. Simmons back the other way. Swings it out. Here's a three. Short off the front of the rim for Hickman, who's got four fouls, by the way. Robertson gets away from Clark, and now Farabee just letting time disintegrate here.
Not a bad play if you're the Rockets to eat some of the clock up.
Right wing, and surprised Marion didn't take a shot there. He had a wide open spot, but decided to hold it in. Here's Jeremiah Robertson. Dipsy do up and in. Could be the dagger.
Man, that's frustrating if you're Springdale when you're playing such good defense. And he takes it strong, and you defend him well, and he still scores. Just a heck of an athletic play by Robertson.
And Liam Dexter called for the foul. I haven't put the points. There it is. There's the points up on the board. Dexter now with four fouls, as Hickman also has four fouls. And good news, Woodward back in the game. Some scores starting to pile in. 2A first round, end of three. Neshanic up on Fort Cherry, 37-29. As the end one by Robertson is missed. Rebound by Robbie Simmons. Jeanette leads Brentwood 54-32 after three. So probably Jeanette going to advance. Clarendon is beating up Shenango pretty good. End of three, it's 45-17.
Oh, ouch.
And that's the 5 seed against the 12 seed. Eden Christian up big on Laurel, 54-28 after three. Oh, correction, that game went final. Eden wins 68-42. Left wing now, Linderman, three, got it! Landon Linderman on the board with his first three-pointer of the game. And it's 45-32 with over two to play. Marion to Woodward, one dribble, got hacked, and it falls! First points for John Woodward.
Boy, he went high off of the glass for that one. Watch this replay. Whoa, way up high.
Probably about half a foot above the square on the backboard. And the end one by Woodward, no good. Rebound Hickman. Still a 15-point lead, and I'm starting to see some new faces start to check in for Springdale. Dribbling in is Linderman. Linderman lost the dribble, and oh, that was so close to over and back.
Yeah, good save.
Simmons, spin move against Robinson. And Simmons just tries to take it up, and a foul on Marion, it looks like. He thought it was all ball, but the officials disagree. That's his third. And Robbie Simmons creating scoring opportunity. He's been a bright spot offensively for what's been a mostly dormant offense for the Dynamos.
Yeah, both teams are averaging like 55 points a game. The Rockets are going to be close to theirs, but Springdale way below.
First shot by Simmons up and good. By the way, Jeanette did get the win officially over Brentwood. Final was 70-49. 6A boys, Fox Chapel defeats Norwin 52-49. Couple of 4A girls final scores. Beaver Area thumps Mount Pleasant 62-35. And in 4A girls, 9th-seeded Borough dominates 8th-seeded Hampton 40-22. Second shot by Simmons is no good. Rebound to Robertson. And Springdale tries the full-court press on Robertson. It doesn't work. Farabee in the corner now with 90 seconds left. I mean, JM could hold the ball, but you'd imagine they'd love to get at least one more basket if possible. Again, no shot clock, so you can melt as much time as you want.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Jefferson, keep working the ball around. Let the clock just keep ticking away.
And if you're Springdale, you foul again, it's double bonus. No more fouls to give until you start sending the Rockets to the free throw line. Thought they had the foul there from Simmons. There it is now. And that one is on Jackson Lobig, his first. So that'll send Jeremiah Robertson to the line. Good night for him. It's 24 points for the senior. Over half of the Rockets' points. The guard play has been phenomenal for Jeremiah Robertson as he reaches the quarter-century mark. And now coming in for the first time is Christian Stresky. Also recently checked in for Springdale, the lone senior, Dom DeJesus. Second shot, no good. In what will likely be DeJesus' final game with Springdale. Or as a high school basketball player, period. Turnaround by Dexter. Floats it up and in, nothing but net. Still got a long way to go, though, and a foul in transition.
Well, and if you're Springdale, you're going to have to start fouling because you have to disrupt this offense somehow and hope they're going to miss their free throws.
Foul on Trevor Clark, his third. So Clark has three, Hickman has four, Dexter has four. Hickman is on the bench, and Dexter is out there, I see. So Jeremiah Robertson, first shot short. JM currently up by a baker's dozen. And the second shot is good. And we have a timeout of some sort, but I don't know if it's for the substitutions or it's going to be a legit timeout. And it looks like it's just going to be a substitution timeout. Looks like Springdale is going to cut its losses and move on to next year.
Yeah, you know, I like to see them get some of the bench players in the game, give them a chance to play in a playoff setting.
Well, they only have one senior, that being Dom DeJesus, and the entire starting five coming back next year for the Dynamos. That ball is going to go over and back. JM going to move out of the first round of the playoffs. First time getting into the quarterfinals in 26 seasons. Last time Jefferson Morgan made it out of the first round, Final Four team in 2000. That year was also the last time they made it to the state playoffs. They lost to eventual WPIL championship appearing Cornell in the semifinals. Lost to Kennedy Catholic in states in 2000, back when Kennedy Catholic was on the rise. And the Rockets holding on to the ball. First time in 26 years. The Rockets are moving on in the WPIL playoffs. They take down Springdale 49-35. Back in a moment on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on the NFHS Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session. Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Welcome back to Jefferson Morgan, where the Rockets on their home court are moving on to the WPIL quarterfinals for the first time in 26 years as they take down the Springdale Dynamos by a final score of 49-35. Scoring for both teams in each quarter. JM led in the first quarter 16-8. Springdale outscored the Rockets 9-7 in the second quarter, but JM held a 23-17 halftime edge. The third quarter, offensively, Springdale could get pretty much nothing going on. They were outscored 11-4 in the third quarter. And then in the fourth, JM was able to hold on to its lead, and they outscored Springdale 15-14 in the fourth quarter to put our final score at 49-35. As you take a look at the highlights on the video side, brought to you by the CNX Foundation. Leading scores for both teams. First for Springdale, Robbie Simmons had 15 points to lead the way for the Dynamos. Liam Dexter had 9. 5 points for Jackson Lobig, 3 for Trevor Clark, and 3 for Landon Linderman. While for Jefferson Morgan, they only had 4 scorers, including Dayton Marion, who had 14 points, Braden Ellsworth, who had 7, 2 points for John Woodward, and also our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game is Jeremiah Robertson, as predicted. With given the final box score, he finished with 26 points, scoring over half of Jefferson Morgan's points tonight. Robertson was on fire, and the guard play was also just as good from Robertson, as he was able to lead Jefferson Morgan to its first playoff win, at least from the first round onward, since the year 2000. And up next, they'll get either third-seeded Our Lady of the Sacred Heart or 14-seeded Bettworth. Site and time yet to be determined, but it will be played on Thursday, February 19th. But otherwise, Sam, the atmosphere tonight was electric from the Jefferson Morgan faithful. It was a jam-packed gym, great atmosphere, great offense from Jeremiah Robertson, and I'll just say this, JM was going to be hard to beat tonight.
They really were. You know, the score is a little bit lopsided here at the end, but it was a great game the whole time. Both teams played hard. A little more offense for Jefferson than Springdale could muster, and they come out the victor. But great, great first-round game. Great game for the Rockets. Good luck to them in the next round.
Absolutely, yes. Again, we'll follow them along on the NFHS network wherever that is, and also the free audio you'll be able to listen to on greensports.net. Sam, any final thoughts?
No, just an outstanding game. Both teams played hard. Both teams, they kind of mirrored each other, except Jefferson seemed to have a little bit more athleticism, and they came out the victor. So, awesome game. Good luck to the Rockets. And Springdale, you had a great season.
Springdale again finishes the season with a 12, make that a 9-13 record, while Jefferson Morgan improves to 22-1, but more importantly, off to the WPIAL quarterfinals. As Greensports.net, the NFHS Network, this broadcast is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. And also brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. The Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning on your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. For our producer, Eric Bennett, our camera operators, Grady Peterson and Benicio DeFalco, and for my broadcasting partner, Sam McCollum, I'm Brandon Rossi, signing off from Jefferson Morgan. The Rockets advance to the WPIAL quarterfinals for the first time in over two decades with a win over Springdale 49-35. Have a great night from Jefferson, PA.